Let's say thank you, Lord. Are you ready to have the flame in your heart fanned this morning? Let's say together, Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen. I'd like to share with you one of my favorite books. You may recognize it. I frankly use it mostly to find telephone numbers, although I also use it to remember names, and especially the names of children. I look at the children's faces and I try to match up the names with the faces so that I will remember your names, so that I will remember which one is Kaylee and which one is Alyssa. Did I say the names right? So that I will remember which one is Aaron and which one is Caden. How many of you have a problem with that one? Well, this book is helpful with that. And I use this book when I pray for you. I will take maybe 10 or 12 pages at a time and look into your faces and ask the Holy Spirit to lead me as I pray. But I also look in this book and I realize and I appreciate the rich diversity that we have in the life of our congregation. I think sometimes we don't think about that. We don't cherish that. But that's so important this morning, because the scripture that we're going to look at this morning says that God wants to use all people, every one of us here this morning, God wants to use to accomplish his purpose. And so the next thing I'm going to do is take the role. I want to make sure you're all here. Now, if you're visiting here this morning, this is unusual. We don't usually take the role. We're going to take the role this morning. And so when I mention a group that you belong to, I want you to say here, okay? You're going to cooperate with me, Hal? Okay. <laughs> 35 and above, say here.
Here.
35 and lower, say here.
Here.
65 and above, say here.
Here.
I wasn't quite as strong. Maybe that means we're fewer in number. Or maybe that means our voices are getting weaker. I don't know. Below 13, say here. Okay, you guys ought to really shout it out. Make this louder than anybody that has reported so far, okay? Below 13, say here.
Here.
All right. Give a hand for the children. You guys are so important in the life of our congregation. Your prayers and your joining in the praise and your interest in God's word and your fun is such an important part of the life of our church. We love you, kids. Women and girls, say here.
Here.
Men and boys, say here.
Here.
All right. Some of you tried extra hard to sound deep. But that was so neat to hear the difference of the sounds, wasn't it? God wants to use all people. God wants to fill all people. Separating people into age groups, separating the old from the young, is not the work of the Spirit. The work of the Spirit is to bring us all together, so all of us together, filled with the fullness of God, can shine the light of Jesus throughout this region. And so, I want us to look at the scripture that... here we got the title, Young and Old Overflowing for Jesus. I want you to notice the scripture. This is Acts 2, 17 and 18. And you may want to return to that in your Bibles as well, because as I reflect on this passage, it may be helpful to look at some of the lines. But as a congregation, we're going to read this together. Parents, I'm referring to parents who have kids at home. Children, heads up, children, you're included in youth, okay? And then there's a last line where everybody is included there under all right? Here we go. This is a powerful passage, friends. God has a message for us from this passage this morning. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Youth? Seniors? Even on my servants, both men and women, all, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. Now, I want you to see the message that I think God has for us from this passage. Here's the word of God to Finland this morning. God's saying, I want the bright-eyed, smooth-skinned people to be right there with the wrinkled, experienced people. I want the young and old together. I want young and old together to recognize the urgency of the times. God wants to sensitize us to that this morning. I want young and old together to eagerly seek the fullness of the Spirit so that we will overflow to all people. That's God's word to us today. We're going to look at that one point at a time. The first thing I want us to notice is that we live in the final chapter of human history. The first line of our scripture says, in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit. In the last days, I will pour out my Spirit. As the Bible pictures history, the first coming of Jesus and the outpouring of the Spirit are the opening pages of the last chapter. We're in the last days. It doesn't matter that the last days reach back 2,000 years. 2 Peter 3:8 discusses that. It says there that with God, 1,000 years is like one day, and one day is like 1,000 years. And that verse goes on to say, hey, don't get all rutchy about why, you know, God says that it's the last days way back and it's still the last. No, the reason the last days go on is because God is patient. God doesn't want anyone to perish. God wants all to come to repentance. God wants you and me, friends, to live with the consciousness that every day we are getting closer to the last great event in human history. Notice the last line in verse 20. The great and glorious day of the Lord. And on that day, those who have loved Jesus and trusted Jesus will enter his kingdom of glory. And on that day, those who have rejected Jesus or those who have just plain ignored him will keep on living separated from Jesus right on into eternity. And so, friends, these are incredibly significant days. And the importance of these days ought to draw us together, ought to draw us together as young and old. We ought to come together as young and old and pray for those that we love. We ought to come together as young and old and pray that each one of us would be aware of every opportunity that God gives us each day to share the love of Jesus. God wants us to be conscious that we are living in the final chapter of human history. Second, God wants us to know that this is a time for fullness. Verse 17 again. It says, in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit. And he's not just going to pour it out on the earth. He's not just going to pour it out on the ground. He's going to pour it out in human containers. And so in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, we saw that the Holy Spirit was poured out, and the believers were all filled with the Holy Spirit, we read. And they went out into the streets, and they began telling everyone of the greatness and the goodness of God. And in Ephesians, that should be verse 5, in Ephesians 5:18, God calls us, he almost commands us there. He says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, it's interesting, the first part of the verse, how many know what the first part of the verse is? The first part of that verse says, don't be drunk with wine. In other words, you know, don't look for satisfaction in getting high on something and going to a party and having a good time. Don't look for your satisfaction in the stuff of the world. It's all going to fade away. Be filled with the Spirit. Let his love satisfy you. Let his peace comfort you. Let his joy fill you. God says to us this morning, all of us, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Young people and older people, God is calling us to fullness. It's never too early and it's never too late to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Look at these great verses. Matthew 5, 6. Jesus says to the young and to the old, you know what it is? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. What does it say? For they will be filled. Every hungry person here this morning ought to be encouraged. Every hungry person here this morning ought to be encouraged. Because fullness is coming your way. Fullness is coming your way. That's the promise of Jesus. The Apostle Paul prayed in Ephesians 3:19 that we would be filled with all the fullness of God. That's God's desire for us, that we would be filled, that we would be filled with all the fullness of God. And God is speaking to both young and old in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. It says there, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart. And again, I say to you this morning, are you here this morning just hungering and thirsting for more of God? Can you say that you're really seeking God with all your heart? What's the promise? You will seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart. Friends, nothing will so unify and empower our church like a group of young people filling these front rows, just pouring out your hearts to God in love and just waiting here for God to come and fill you. And older people, nothing will so unify and empower this church as older people coming and filling in the rows right behind the young people, just opening up our hearts and lives for more of God's fullness. I just pray that the urgent opportunities of this time, that we at Finland during this time will experience an amazing unity as young and old come together to pursue the fullness of God. Amen? Amen? Finally, God wants us to be so filled with the Holy Spirit that our life in Christ will just overflow. God says, in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. The last times, the last days are a great missionary time. God wants you and I to have a big heart for our neighbors and friends. God has called us to bless the people in Ziegler Road and the people throughout Marlboro Township. But many of us are beginning to feel a tug that God wants us to participate in the harvest in places beyond our region. When God says young men will see visions, and old men will dream dreams, he means visions and dreams that will advance the kingdom of God. Acts chapter 9, Ananias had a vision to go and minister to Saul of Tarsus and commission him to be a missionary to the Gentiles. Acts chapter 10, Peter had a vision that he should get over his cultural hang-ups and go to Cornelius' house and minister to the Gentiles, minister the gospel to the Gentiles. Acts 16, Paul was at Troas, and he wasn't sure which way to go. And he saw a vision of a man from Macedonia, a man from Europe, saying, come and help us spread the gospel. Come and help us spread the gospel in Europe. Don't remain there in Asia Minor, but move on out. Move into Greece and Rome and then Spain. That's what visions are all about. That's why God will give visions to this church. Wouldn't it just really be a neat thing in congregational meeting if a group of young people would stand up and say, you know what? I believe God is calling us to meet this particular need in the lives of young people in the Upper Perkiomen region. And some older guy like me would stand up and say, you know, I don't know how I could help in that, but I resonate with what those guys are saying. And I'll be behind them with prayer and support, and if there's anything that I can do, I'll be there. You're never too young or never too old to dream a dream or see a vision for spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Dream on. We live in the final chapter of history, friends. Listen, let's not be preoccupied with the frivolous stuff of this world. And let's not allow ourselves to get sidetracked with secondary issues. You're sitting in a group and suddenly you're down a rabbit trail and you're getting all caught up in this unnecessary rabbit trail. Somebody say, time out. Let's get back to the main thing. Remember the significance of the times. It's time for fullness. God is calling us to be filled with the fullness of God so that out of that fullness, old and young people are drawn together to dream dreams and to see visions of how all people can be drawn into the experience of Christ. May God give us that fullness so that out of the strength and the joy of the fullness He provides, we can just overflow to all people. Let's pray. Our Lord, we lift up our hearts to you right now with longing, many of us longing for the promise of this scripture that has so stirred our hearts this morning. Lord, we just lift up our hearts for the outpouring of your Spirit in our lives, in our families, in our homes. Lord, pour out your Spirit upon those of us who are leaders of this church, the pastors and the elders, the ministry directors. Pour out your Spirit, O God, upon all the ministries of this congregation. Lord, we see so often the hurt and the brokenness and the lostness of people around us, and our hearts ache. But we feel so much the reality of what the Bible says, that it's not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit that help and healing and wholeness will come. So we just lift up our hearts to you, Lord. Come and fill us. Fill us, Lord, until we overflow. So that those around us who don't know Jesus will be convicted and convinced and drawn to the Savior and brought into his family. Lord, keep us in this place of yieldedness to you and expectancy that what you have promised, you will do. Come, O Lord, and fill us. Amen. I just want to say that many of the ministries that are happening in our church right now were the dreams at one point of young people. Just think about it. Many of the ministries that are happening in the church were at one point dreams and visions of older people. And God's continuing to give dreams, and God's continuing to give visions. And this morning we're going to ask Chad and Lisa to come and share what God is putting on their hearts. And then Colin to come and share what God is putting on his heart. And then Chris will wrap it up with a brief report from Senegal, and we want to have a commissioning prayer then for Chad and Lisa and Colin. So after you guys have shared, would you just sit down on the front row and remain here at the front for the commissioning prayer?